Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, 2-2. If you recall in the previous Perek, the third Mishnah, we talked about the Shluchim, the emissaries who would go from the Sanhedrin to notify the Jewish communities beyond Jerusalem that the new moon had been seen and the new month had been declared. The Mishnah picks up at that topic, going back to the topic, and says, Barishona, originally, they didn't use Shluchim, emissaries at all. Hayu Masin Masos. Instead, they used fire signals. They had hills, as we'll see in the Mishnah in a moment, that they had beacons. They waved torches, lit torches, and used a system of signaling to notify the larger Jewish community outside Jerusalem and on that the new moon had been decreed. The new month had been declared, I should say. So, Barishona Hayu Masin Masos, they originally did that. However, Mishakilku Has Kusim, once the Kusim, a different heretical sect, you remember the Kusim are a little more complicated. They're the ones who were imported from the place called Kusa in the First Temple period after Sennacherib had exiled the 10 lost tribes. They were imported, and the local lions were attacking these Kusim. They reasoned that the local god disapproved of their behavior, so they converted the local religion of Judaism. The rabbis are looking very askance at this conversion, not knowing whether or not to trust it. Later on, in the time of the Gemara, we already confirmed that they still had an idol in Har Gerizim in the shape of a dove, which they worshipped. Therefore, they were for sure idolatrous in nature and not considered to be Jews. But in the time of the Mishnah, there was sort of a split opinion if they should be considered Jews or otherwise. At all events, in our Mishnah, we see the Kusim are malicious, as they're called Samaritans in English. I know the expression, the good Samaritan from the New Testament, but in our tradition, they weren't good Samaritans. I think New Testament is an unacceptable expression. So if it is, forgive me. I just meant what the Christians have as their Bible. Now, eventually the Kusim caused mischief. They were malicious and also undermined the process. And therefore, Hiskino, they made another takana, Shiyu Shluchin Yotzin, that instead of using fire signals and torches to wave, as we'll explain in the next Mishnah, they sent Shluchim, emissaries from the Sanhedrin, instead. Now, just to make sure we're on the same page, just what's going on over here, before I move into the next Mishnah, what's happening is we're saying that on the let's say from the previous Mishnah, there's our picture. On the Friday night, the witness sees the new moon. So on Shabbos day, on Saturday morning, he'll show up in the Sanhedrin, he'll give his testimony, they'll declare that the new moon. So then that night, Saturday night, Motzi Shabbos, they would then have these fire signals to notify everyone that this morning was Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, when they're actually waving the fires, it's already the second day, the beginning of the second day of the new month, okay? In the event that they didn't declare the new month after 30 days from the last one, meaning if it wasn't a chaser, a 29-day month, but instead it was a 30-day month, so then they would not bother to do this signaling system on the 31st day from the previous Rosh Chodesh, meaning if the previous month was 30 days, they wouldn't say, this morning we declared the new moon, new month, and today is now this morning was now the Rosh Chodesh after a 30-day month previously. They wouldn't bother because, as I explained before, every Jewish month, either it's 29 or 30 days, you can't have a 31-day month, so it's automatic that in the event that they don't do Kiddush HaChodesh on day 30, then they'll do it on day 31.